weeks after the game against Plymouth. Joe, a tough day out there.
Yeah, I think you summed it up there, to be honest. Just weren't quite at it today, were we, for some reason? But yeah, we'll go again next week. And just one of them days that everyone's disappointed in there, but you know what, 7 games left now, and we need to try and aim to win them all, don't we? So yeah,
first half hour was quite even though.
Yeah, I know, that's what I mean. We've had some chances, we've had chances all season, haven't we? We just haven't put them away. But like their second goal from like just little deflections, we haven't had anything like that. So yeah, it's frustrating, but we've got to keep going, and we've got to dust ourselves down and go again back in on the training field this week.
Well, as we encapsulate the season in 90 minutes, one would think.
Yeah, no, yeah, you said it well. Just not quite worked out, has it, today? And it's happened a few times this season. So, yeah, we've still got time to put it right. So we've still got to believe. And, yeah, why can't we get out of this?
Still feel there's enough in that dressing room? Everybody feels there's enough in there?
Yeah, no, definitely. You know, the boys are obviously disappointed. Everyone's disappointed around us. But we all know we've got enough to get out of this. And we go to York on Friday night or Friday and I think we've got to do the business, haven't we? So go there to win and hopefully kick on our season.
Yeah, it's time to deliver, isn't it? That's the only way to put it.
Yeah, no, yeah. All the boys need to stand and be counted now. And you're right, like, everyone needs to up a game, and we need to get 3 vital points at the end of the day. And that's something we haven't been doing.
I mean, I know it's difficult. I don't know if you're one of these people who looks at league tables, but it doesn't make good reading tonight.
No, like, you don't need to do something. It's what we do. And at the end of the day, if we don't win games, we're going to be down there. So if we win our own games, focus on ourselves, we'll get out of it, and there's no need to look at that. Just focus on ourselves, win the games. And 7 left now, so 21 points to fight for, and we've just got to get as many as we can.
From a personal point of view, good to get out there and get 90 minutes.
Yeah, I guess, like, it's good, but obviously not the result we wanted, was it? So yeah, it's just have to go again this week in training and work on Friday.
Joe, as a youngster growing up in the area, you're probably too young to remember when Cheltenham got promoted into the Football League, but you must have been aware of Cheltenham being a league club as you were sort of making your way in the football game.
Yeah.
How important is it to keep that club in the league?
Yeah, I know that, and I know that the staff have told us that today after the game. Like, they've been at the club a long time, and they love the club, don't they? They do everything for it, and that's what we've got to do. We've got to fight for everything, fight for every ball, every header, and just do everything we can to get out of this.
Yeah, having been at the club for such a long time, and horror stories about if clubs drop out of the league, they have to scrap the academy systems and things like that. You probably know more than most how important that academy system is.
Yes, I mean, we've got a good load of youngsters and don't want anything like that to stop. But I think it's not doom and gloom yet. We've still got 7 games to go, and we've still got 21 points. So yeah, we can do it.
Game against York, game against 2 of your former teammates here in Russ Penn and Luke Summerfield. How are you looking forward to getting out there and showing them what how different a player you are now to when they were here?
Yeah, there's Keith as well, but can't be mates out there next Friday. We need to win, they need to win, so there'll be none of that. No, like, happy, we're not going to be happy days with each other, are we? Like, we know what we need to do. We need to go there and get 3 points and talk afterwards, like, but not on the game.
Do you find it easier being in the team when these things are happening, or sort of viewing it from the bench? Obviously, in the situation you're in, some people could shrink out of their skins and not want to be part of it. But it doesn't look as though, from the performance you gave today, that you're that kind of person.
No, I'm not going to shy away from anything. I'll go right to the end, and hopefully all the other lads will as well. I felt like I tried my hardest out there today, and just didn't quite work. But yeah, I hope none of the lads are like that, and I'm sure, I don't think there are any. So everyone wants to do their bit, and it's obviously not nice to watch on, but if you're out there, you've got to do everything you can to help out.
Yeah, a different role as well today in that midfield. There'd been that sort of midfield three. It was you and Matt sort of sitting, and Matty and then Elliot sort of getting further forward. Yeah. How do you feel you dealt with the sort of the Plymouth midfield? Because it was a very similar game, wasn't it, with them?
Yeah, no, system. They played a similar system to us, and obviously just played it better than us today. But yeah, it was just a bit difficult, but it's gone now. We've got to dust ourselves down and focus on next week.
Is that the key now? It's this game becomes something you can't affect, and Monday morning it's got to be bright, lively and positive ahead of York.
Yeah, we've got our upper games from today, and got to look at what we can improve on and move on. But obviously there's only 7 games left now. We've got to focus more on that and not what's happened in the past. So, yeah, we feel enough still and we can do this.